Okay, today is Daf Chaf Hey. We're on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We're on the very bottom where it says Shiny Hacha. Is that what up to? Shiny Hacha? Shiny Hacha. So we're having a discussion about whether or not you can, whether or not Duchening allows you automatically to assume that the person is a Miyuchas Kohen. So we said, you see over here, they Duchened, and we said that they're, and isn't that duchening over there by the case of Ezra and Nehemiah? Isn't that a raya that they are good kahanim? So Gemara says, no, shani hacha, over there it's different. The yarach is kaihu. We knew that they were a good kahanim. We knew there were problems. Well, it's a duchen, but we weren't sure. Everyone knew that. Dilotayim hacha, because you don't say that. Lamanda amar ma'alim mitruma liyuchsin. One second. If you allow truma to serve, guy eats truma. So isn't that proof enough he's a kohen? So one second, if they're eating truma, these people were eating truma, so we might come to assume that they are yuchsin. Obviously, no. The problem over there, it was a vadai that there were problems with their kahuna, and yet we let them do all these things anyway. What's the great chazaka? The great chazaka is meyikara achal b'truma d'rabbanan hach shta achal truma d'araisa. Before they were only eating in truma d'rabbanan. Now we even let them eat truma d'araisa, but they're still not 100% sure that they're kahanim. V'boy say, or you can give another answer. Hashanam mi truma d'rabbanan achal b'truma d'araisa lo achal. No, they wouldn't let them eat truma d'araisa because how could you let someone eat truma d'araisa if he's not a vaday kohen? No, v'chi maskinan mi truma liyuchsin b'truma d'araisa. When we assume somebody is a valid kohen, b'chumah liyuchsin, b'chumah d'oraisa. That's by chumah d'oraisa. B'chumah d'rabbanan, lo maskinan. Not by chumah d'rabbanan. Guy eats chumah d'rabbanan doesn't mean he's a 100% a kohen. Ela ma'ach gedola chazaka. What's the great chazaka here? The answer is as simple. Da'af al gav de'ikal amigza mishum chumah d'oraisa lo gazminan. That we shouldn't let them eat chumah d'rabbanan. There's a gzera. Maybe they'll come to eat chumah d'oraisa, which they're not allowed to do. We're not worried about that gzera. Okay. But truma d'araisa lo achel. Truma d'araisa they didn't eat. Is that true? They didn't take you. They didn't eat truma d'araisa. But it says asher lo yochal mikodesh hakadoshim. Mikodesh hakadoshim hu lo achel. Ha but truma d'araisa achel. They didn't kosher. They didn't eat. But truma they did. No. Hachi kamar lo b'midikri kodesh. They didn't eat kodesh. It's kodesh kadoshim. They didn't eat kodesh tiksev v'chazal yochal kodesh v'lo b'midi de'ikri kachim. They didn't eat that either. What's that? Truma tiksev ubas kohen kithil ish zar he b'trumas hakodeshim lo tochel. Right? That means when the girl she married to she's a bas kohen and she gets married to a Yisrael, she stops eating truma and her husband dies, she goes back home, she can resume eating truma as long as no kids. She can resume eating truma, right? Okay, and you see there, the truma is called kachim over there. V'amarmar b'mur min hakachim lo tochal. But other things she can't eat. We had the Gemara in Yevamos. She can't go back and eat chaz v'shok. That she can't. Once she marries Yisrael, she loses that right. However, she can eat truma again. Very good. Okay, tashma. We're trying to bring another raya now. Whether we see a kohen acting in a certain way or a person acting in a certain way, is that a miyuchas that is a kohen? Tashma chazaka l'kahuna. What's a chazaka for kahuna? Nesias kapayim, duchening, bibavel, in bavel. Rashi says, because in bavel there were bezdins. Vachilas chala, besuria, eating chala in Surya. Vachiluk matanos, bikrachin, and standing online to get truma produce in the villages. Ketani miyas, anyway, what does it say? It says nesias kapayim. It says duchening. My lav, doesn't that mean liyuchsin? Fiyuchsin? Lo, doesn't mean that. It means litruma. It means for truma. I vodumi dachilas chala katani. But it said in the same brisa here as chala.
And just pause for a second.
Yeah.
We had similar gemara when we were doing a maya and rava.
Yeah.
You didn't take out of that gemara that they're automatically assuming that in bubble, not assuming, telling you, in bubble, they eat truma.
Interesting.
Read the gemara again.
Right.
It doesn't say that whether they can eat or not truma, they're eating truma in bavel.
So look at the Rashi of the Sias Kapayim Babavel. Rashi says, Haroe no se kapav babavel. If you see somebody duchening in Bavel, Meir alav b'chol makom, you can testify shehu kohen u'mekablen haimenu. Right? Lufi sheyesh sham yeshiva u'bezin kavua, in Bavel there were yeshivas, bezin kavua, bodkin achrei nosei kapayim. They would check, well, who's duchening today? They weren't so free. Anybody that wanted to, they would check. Avo achilas chala v'truma ain't a chazaka. There's no chazaka. They ate it, but there's no chazaka.
For the ones that were miyuchsin.
Why? The chutz la'aretz lav doraisa, truma delay, because it's not a doraisa, eating truma in chutz la'aretz, lo kapti kulahai, so they didn't care. You want to go eat truma? So go eat. Rashi supporting what you're saying.
No, he didn't say that. The Gospel said that they once saw a man recite Duchening in Babel and testified to that fact in Eretz Israel. The quote will allow him to eat truma. It doesn't say he ate truma.
Well, look what Rashi just said.
Yeah.
Rashi just said they did. It wasn't
a question of whether they ate or not. It was a question of who ate or not.
Right, and also whether or not you ate truma in Chutz La'aretz didn't necessarily allow you to be, oh, I'm a Kohen. But they did it. Rashi here says in black and white they did it.
That's
very
crazy.
Interesting, right? Just since it's chutz la'aretz, it doesn't change your status, right?
We had it by Abaya.
Interesting.
Who said no, he wouldn't eat truma. Why? For whatever reason, because he didn't want to say he took anything from anybody else.
Okay.
And it was dirt poor, and he did it. But if you think, read about it, yeah. That means he ate it.
Right. Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Anyway, the truma is just like challah. Ma achilas challah liyuchsin. Doesn't challah give you yuchsin? Why? Af nesias kapayim liyuchsin. Doesn't nesias kapayim also give you yuchsin? So Gemara says, lo. Achilas challah gufa l'truma. Achilas challah allows you to eat truma. Why? Kasav achallah is manazed derabanan, v'truma doraisa. Umaskinan michallah derabanan, l'truma doraisa. And we say that if you eat chal d'rabanan, we're going to allow you to eat truma d'araisa. Could the epic lahu Rav Huna bread d'vashul d'rabanan? The opposite of what Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, told d'rabanan, which we'll see in 5 minutes what he told him. But anyway, the bottom line from this whole story is that duchening surely doesn't give you yuchsin. Okay, Tashma, another raya. Now, number one, chazaka l'kahuna. What's a chazaka that you're a kohen? V'siyas kapayim duchening v'chila granos and getting we're standing in line to get truma be'eretz Yisrael u'besuria and in Syria u'bekal makom sheshalchu rosh chodesh magiin and any other place where they can reach the Eidim can reach about rosh chodesh v'siyas kapayim raya v'siyas kapayim is a valid raya avolo chila granos but not getting standing in line for truma u'bebavel kisuria and Bavel has the exact same. Status as Syria. Anyway, Rashi ben Lilam Rav Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim. Even Alexandria in Egypt has the same status. Why? So many Jews there. But Rishona Nation Bezdin Kavu and Sham. There was a Bezdin there. So many Jews lived there. Had the same status like Bavel. Ketani Miyas. Anyway, Nesias Kapayim. It says Duchening. My Lav doesn't that mean Liuchsin? Liuchsin? Lo Lachala. My Lav Liuchsin Lo Lachala. Lo, lechala. Answer. That's the answer.
It's not right here. Everyone, no one questions why are you going.
Because here, today, the Mishnah Berurah has a few reasons why we don't care. Number one, what's the downside? What's the downside if you duchen is not supposed to? What's the downside? There's no downside, right? So he duchen. So he's over in Israel. Okay, so he's okay. Fine. What does that have to do with you?
Right.
What's nothing to do with you? Also. We have a rule that something that could become revealed, no one's going to lie about. And these things don't last forever. So somehow it's going to come out. It's not really a Kohen. So he knows that himself. So he's not going to lie. And number three, again, what's the why would somebody lie? What are you gaining by lying? There's no Yuchsin today. What are you gaining? That you get the first Aliyah? Big deal. So the benefits are not so big today. So if someone says it's a Kohen, we believe him. Right? What are the benefits already? What do you gain by lying?
Hadumya dechilak legranos katani. But isn't it like chilak granos? Ma chilak granos liyoksin after he has kapayim liyoksin? The Gemara says, lo, chilak granos gufa lechala. No, chilak granos lets you eat chala. Kasavar, shumav is manazed rabbanan, Truma's Rabbanon, the Chala Doraisa, and Chala's Doraisa, Umaskinan mi Truma Rabbanon, L'Chala Doraisa. And we elevate you from Truma up to Chala. This is the exact opposite of what we said before. Kidash Kichina Dev Hunabre Dev Yeshua L'Rabbanon. Just like the following exchange. The Amar Rav Kohat Rav Hunabre Dev Yeshua Ashkechina L'Rabbanon Bebe Rav, the Yasvi Vikamri, they said like this. Afilu l'man da'amar truma b'zman hazeh da'raisa da'rabanon. Even if you hold truma b'zman hazeh da'rabanon, chala da'raisa. Chala for sure is da'raisa. Why? Why is chala more da'raisa? Sha'arei zayin shekivshu v'zayin shechilku. Because for the first 14 years, nischayvu b'chala, they were chayv in chala, flon nischayvu b'truma, but they were not chayv in truma. Why is that true? So Rashi explains, because it says, v'hayv ki b'vachem, when you come in, the minute you step foot in, all of a sudden chala applies. Truma? No, you didn't get any land yet. It took 14 years to get the land. So for that, you're not chayav in truma. But chala, right away. It's not a difference, by the way. Chala applies to everybody. Everybody begs chala. Truma, only you have to have a field for that. Not everyone has to give truma. Chala, everyone gives chala. Right? Shimi Schiffer said that in his bar mitzvah speech. Right? The chala applies to everybody. Truma doesn't apply to everybody. Right? It's different, another difference, but that's not a halachic difference. Because I wrote it. Vaminalahu, and I told him, Ana Adraba, just the opposite. Exact opposite. I feel the man dama chumas man azed doraisa, even if you want to tell me that chumas man azed doraisa, chala derabanon. Chala is only derabanon. Why? The Tanya, because it says, Bevoachem el haaretz. When you come into the land, who comes into the land? If it means coming into the land, Yachal, I would think, two or three spies went into the land, boom! Yechayev and Chala now. That's not it. Talmud Lomer, Bavoachem. When you come in, who comes in? It's everybody, right? But B.S. Kulchem Amarti, everybody. That didn't happen yet. It didn't happen yet. V'lob B.S. Miksaschem, not some of you. Not even 90% of you, all of you. That didn't happen yet. So therefore, Truma, want to say Doraisa? Chal still Dorabanan. V'ki askinu Ezra, and when Ezra came back, Lav Bakulu Salok, he didn't come back with everybody. Therefore, they had a demachlokes, which one's better, Chal or Truma? That's why there were two braises here. One said Chal is better, and one said Truma is better. Each one has what to say. Okay, next. Pashma. Chazaka l'kuhuna. What's a chazaka for kahuna? Nesias kapayim, duchening, fechilu granos, and also standing in line to get truma, the edus, an edus. So what is the edus chazaki? What's edus? What does that mean, edus? So Ella, what does it mean? Ella lav hachikamar. Nesias kapayim ki edus. Duchening is just like edus. Na edus liyochsin, just like edus is for yochsin. If two edim come and say, we know for sure that this person is a miyuchis kohen, after Siyas Kapayim, L'yoksin. So too, Siyas Kapayim is good enough for Yoksin. Sigmar says, Lo, Eidus haba mikoach chazaka kechazaka. No, what it means is, Eidim that come and say, we saw him behaving like a Kohen. We saw him behave, we don't know, but we saw him. He got the first Aliyah, and he got Truma. We saw all that. Right? So, what is that? That's exactly what Duchening is like. It doesn't make you into it. Doesn't make you yichus. Yeah, you have the menhagim of a kohen. That's exactly what duchening is. Not more than that. It doesn't mean that you have yichus now. Oh, now he's definitely a kohen for yichus purposes. No, he's behaving like a kohen. It's just like duchening. Whatever that's worth, it's worth something. Like we said, most people won't lie like that. What do you gain, and why should you do that? And you're going to become exposed anyway. All that's true. But the bottom line is, that's exactly what edus is. Kiahu the asla kamed ravami. A guy came in front of Ravami. Amale, Mukzakani Badesh, who Kohen? I know he's a Kohen. Amale, Maruaz, what's your Raya? Amale, Shekara Rishon, Besak Nesses. Becheskas, true Kohen. He gets the first Leo always. So they asked him, oh, Becheskas, true Gadol. Maybe because he's a Talmud Chacham. And that was also in the olden days. Today we don't do that because we don't want to start fights in the shul. So Kohen gets it no matter what, even if he's the biggest Amaret and the Gadol are sitting there also. Doesn't make a difference. But was not that back then. So what's the raya that he's a gadol? Maybe the raya is a kohen. Maybe he's a big tzaddik. Well, Shekara Achrav Levi. Well, the guy who got a Levi was called after him. So that wouldn't happen otherwise, right?
Ve'aluhu Rab Ami l'kud alpiv. And he said, you know what? He's a Kohen. Now, is he a Kohen for Yuchsin? No.
So it's implying if the Kohen in the shul, the Gadol would get the Aliyah
can.
In place of the...
It can.
We don't do that.
Well, I'm sitting here, what are you giving to the Kohen for? I'm such a great guy.
Right.
Well, I don't think you're a great guy. That could lead to big fights.
Right, but they had it back then.
Back then they were more understanding.
We had a Gemara when somebody insisted on going first or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Hahud Asala Kabed Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Amalei Muzukani Bezeh Shu Levi. I'm telling you, this guy's a Levi. Amalei, what halachic significance is that? Not really anything. Amalei my Ruz, how do you know? Amalei Shikara Sheni Bebeis HaKnezes Bechez Kas Shu Levi. Because he got the second Aliyah in Shul. So, oh, Bechez Kas Shu Gadol. Maybe he was a great guy. No. Shikara Lufan of Koi. No, there was a Koi got first Aliyah. And he got the second. The Elu, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Alpiv, and based on that, they made Rabbi Shua ben Levi, they said the guy's really a Levi.
Based on the
ages of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, they said, oh, he's a Levi. Why? Because he's acting like a Levi. Now, what halachic matter does that have? Not really anything.
What?
Even for Meiser, maybe if the wife has a baby, there's no pidyon on Ben, things like that. The point is, it was 100% Yichas, no. But they're behaving like Levium. Hahud Asal Kamed Rav Shlakish. They came in front of Rav Shlakish. Amalei Mirzakani Bezesh Hu Kohen. I know he's a Kohen. I'm testifying he's a Kohen. Amalei.
These are both Tanarim, so they may have had actual. That means they were
there
to they actually had. Made a difference.
It could 100%. Amalei, my Ra'ez. What's your Raya? Amalei, Shakar Rishon Beis HaKnesses. Because he got the first Aliyah. Amalei, Re'isiv Shechilik Alagranos. Did you ever see him standing online getting Truma? Amalo. Rabbi Lazar, the main Shin Gari Butla Kahuna? What, and if I didn't see that, it's no good? I never saw that. There's no good? Getting the first Aliyah in Shul not good enough? Zim then have Yashvi Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. So sometimes, Rish Lakash was by Rabbi Yochanan. Asa Kai Hai Maitla Kamed. The same exact story happened. Guy walked in, I'm saying he's a Kohen. How do you know? He got the first Aliyah. And Amalei Rish Lakash, Reisiv Shechilik Al Gorin? Did you ever see him standing online? Same exact thing. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "V'imein sham gor in batla kahuna." What if he's not standing online? It's not a kohen. That's the only right. Now Rabbi Shlakish realized that Rabbi Lazar said the same line. Rabbi Lazar said the same line, and Rabbi Yochanan said the same line. So hadar chazil Rabbi Lazar bishas. Rabbi Shlakish looked at Rabbi Yochanan embarrassingly. Why? He was upset at Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lazar. Why? Amar shmas mili davar nafcha. You heard something from nafcha. Nafcha is Rabbi Yochanan. Right? V'lo amas, v'lo amatel on mishmei, and you didn't say it over in his name? Should have said, my Rebbe said, and if you don't stand by line, you don't see the guy in line, it's no good? He should have said that. Why didn't he say it? So I've had before, because Rabbi Lazar said, everything I learned was from Rabbi Yochanan. So it's so redundant for me to say that.
I just like the fact that Rabbi Shlakish is answering in front of Rabbi Yochanan.
Right. Right. You hear? What?
He's referred to as Bar Nafcha.
Yeah. Either he was a smith or from the town, whatever it is. So in other words, Rabbi Lazar's answer back would have been everything I say is from Rabbi Yochanan. I didn't learn. I don't have any other Rebbe. It's redundant for me to say that, right? It's redundant. Everything was from my Rebbe. Okay, Rebbe. Okay, this is Gemara. We're gonna okay. Rebbe v'Reb Chia. Listen to this story. Rebbe v'Reb Chia. It's a very difficult story. In a minute, Chad Hele Ben Alpi Aviv LeKahuna. One allowed. A father to testify about a son that he's a Kohen. Well, if the father's a Kohen, the son's a Kohen too, no?
Yeah, it's
odd. What?
It's odd.
Right? So Tosva says, he's testifying that the wife was not a Gerusha. And therefore, the son's not a Chol. That's what he's doing. Maybe there was a story about that. So he said, I'm telling you he's not.
Why do you want me a Kohen? Well, my father's
a Kohen. Right. V'chad hele och al pi achiv levia. And the other one said, I'm a Levi, and my brother here is also a Levi. Now, Tistayim, the Rebbe, Hela ben Alpi Aviv LeKahuna. Must be Rebbe is the one that had the story with the Kohanim. Why? The Tanya, Harei Shabav Amar Benizeh, this is my son, the Kohen who, and he's also a Kohen. What does that mean? So that's what Tosafot says. What's the Vav doing there? The Kohen who. He's my son, and he also happens to be a Kohen, because his mother was not a Gerusha. That's what he's trying to say. Neman la'achila b'truma. He's believed for truma. Ve'eino neman la'asiyah isha.
but he's not believed regarding marriage. Well, why? Maybe he's a manzer. Who knows who this guy is? Divrei Rebbe. Amalor Abchia. One second. If you trust them to let him eat truma, tamino lasio isha. So why can't he marry a woman isha kshera? Why not? And if you don't trust him enough to let him to marry a woman, how can we trust him for truma? So Amalei, he said like this: Ani mamin lachila b'truma. I believe him regarding truma. Shebiyado lachila b'truma, because he has the power to give his son truma. The ani mamin lasiya isha. I don't trust him regarding women. Shein biyado lasiya isha, because he doesn't have. It's not biyado. It's not up to him. Who's the mother?
No marriage. His future kala.
What? I know, but if his future kala depends on who his mother was.
Right.
Right? So, that up to him. Therefore, I don't trust him. That's a shita. Anyway, tistayim. You see that his case was about kahanim. Umidurebi hela al ben al pi avil l'kahuna. Reb chia hala ach al pi achia l'levia. So the other story must have been Reb chia. What happened with Reb Chia? He allowed what's the story?
His brother.
What?
The brother case?
The case of the brother, right? Now, Reb Chia Maishna Ben Delo, why wouldn't he allow? It's implied that if that case would have come to him, he wouldn't have agreed. Why not? Mishum Dekarov Hu Etel Aviv, because he's related. You're related to you. How can you testify about this guy? So Achav Nami Karov Hu Etel Achiv, right? And that we don't believe. So tomorrow we'll do the answer.
Can you discuss how it's a really Lublina moment, this whole last few documents? This is the Parsha of Kohanim. We're talking about Kohanim.
Okay, so I apologize for rushing. We had a late start. Everyone have a good Shabbat. I did not mention it. Everyone have a good Shabbat, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.